The Video Game Review. The Video Game Review. Ha ha! The Video Game Review. Yeah! The Video Game Review. What what? The Video Game Review. Ha! The Video Game Review. What what what? The Video Game Review. The Video Game Review.
Come on, people, now!
Video Game Review. Don't be hating. The Video Game Review. That's what I have said. The Video Game Review. Keep it real. The Video Game Review.
All right, thanks for that. Yeah, how's that for an FM voice for you? AM, doesn't matter how you're getting us. It's Rick Tittle with Sports Byline USA in San Francisco. And it is now time for the Video Game Review. The Video Game Review. We talk sports here 24-7. Well, except for this 1 hour every week where I talk about video games. I'm a gamer, just like you. I don't make the games. I wouldn't know how to make a game. But I've been playing video games basically my whole life. I know what I like and what I don't like. And we are in the golden age of video games, so what is on your mind? What is overhyped, underhyped? You're my unpaid correspondents. We'll get in together and we'll do this coast-to-coast, border-to-border, and also on SB Nation Radio as well, another great sports talk network. And I want to hear from you. This show, a lot of times we have guests and developers and such things. This show is all about y'alls and your calls today. Get in the queue. We'll talk to you. The toll-free line. Don't write it down. Dial it up. Here it is. 800-878-PLAY, 800-878-7529. Questions, comments, or concerns, newbies, hardcore gamers, everyone in between, feel free to get in and get heard coast to coast and border to border on the American Forces Radio Network as well. On The View, big supporter of our troops. I come from a military family. My dad was a lieutenant commander in the Navy, and want to make sure that everyone in the military there is well represented, because it's an all-volunteer military. We know that it's a professional armed services. Thanks for being brave so we don't have to be. Stay safe. Come home soon. Other ways of listening to the show. Sports Byline's website is sportsbyline.com. Go there. Click Listen Live. The email, rick@sportsbyline.com. You can use that to win the video game. I always give away a brand new one at 40 after, so just about a half hour's time. Ask me any questions. The cheat code. Ask me for an older game cheat code. That's usually what I do at the end of the show. Once again, rick@sportsbyline.com. We also stream through SBNationLive.com, the TuneIn Radio app, the iHeartRadio app, the Stitcher app, and then Twitch app and Twitch.tv on your computer. And there you can see the webcam, me, the beautiful radio face of Rick Tittle. The Twitter is at Rick Tittle. So we'll talk video games, and we'll do that next on the Video Game Review.
Attention, this important consumer alert is brought to you by Annuity Action Network. Hey, did you know it's possible to receive upfront money from your monthly settlement payments? It's true. If you receive monthly payments from an annuity or a structured settlement and you need a lump sum immediately, then you need to call Annuity Action Network. With your cash today, you can pay off credit card debt, pay medical bills, fund your education, or improve your home. You don't need to wait. Call the Annuity Action Network now to get your fast cash with no hidden costs. And if you call today, we'll even send you a $100 cash gift card just for verifying your settlement payments and your contact information. If you have a structured settlement or an annuity and you want cash now, call Annuity Action Network right now.
800-514-9170. 800-514-9170. That's 800-514-9170.
Hey, Rick Tittle here. I have to shave. Even though I'm not the hairiest person in the world, I'm basically a Ken doll with headphones on, but I need to shave. What are you going to use that's not going to make hamburger out of your face? The throwaway razor, electric razor, straight razor. I found it in Harry's. You know, Harry's founders themselves, they were tired of paying up for razors that were overpriced and overdesigned. So we have a deal for you. Go to harrys.com/game right now. Get a $13 value trial set that comes with everything you need for a close, comfortable shave, with a weighted ergonomic handle, 5-blade razor with a lubricating strip and trimmer blade, rich lathering shave gel, travel blade cover. And remember, you can get your trial set by going to harrys.com/game. Rick Tittle, two thumbs up for Harry's. You know, they bought a world-class blade factory in Germany for just this purpose. harrys.com/game.
Guys,
You manscape, right? You know, tidy up below the belt? Trim the Yeti? Every guy knows the tree stands taller when the shrubs are trimmed. And 9 out of 10 women said that they prefer their men manscaped. But you gotta use the right tools for the jewels, or you look like you clear-cut the forest with a machete. And nicks and cuts are the last thing the twins down south need. Pop over to my buds at manscaped.com and check out their Perfect Package 2.0 featuring the lawnmower, which is the perfect tool for below-the-waist grooming. And it's rechargeable and waterproof, so you can use it in the shower. Manscaped invented skin-safe technology that won't nick or snag Mars or Uranus, which hurts like the dickens when Jupiter ascends. Order your Perfect Package 2.0 featuring all the right tools for the jewels and get 20% off plus free shipping and a free travel bag. Pop over to manscaped.com and enter promo code USA for 20% off plus free shipping and a free travel bag. Manscaped.com, promo code USA. That's manscaped.com, promo code USA.
The Video Game Review.
Thank you for that. Thank you for that. Now my voice, Rick Tittle with you. Great to have you with us on the Video Game Review. And at any point, if you'd like to get in, the lines are open all over this great land of ours and, okay, foreign lands. At 800-878-PLAY, we got a little bit of leak on Tom Clancy's Ghost Recon Breakpoint on the release date. And that is going to be on October 4th. Once again, October 4th, 2019 for Breakpoint, PS4, Xbox One, and PC. It is a sequel to Ghost Recon Wildlands. It was an open world game, and that was described as the first story-driven four-player experience. Will feature Major Cole D. Walker, of course, a spec ops guy, weaponized drones, and the voice of Walker will be done by John Bernthal. You might remember him in the Walking Dead, the very first episode, Rick Grimes and the other guy, I forgot his name. but that's who John Bernthal is. But the game is available for pre-order. The sign-ups for the beta are being taken right now. And there's also something called the Wolves Collectors Edition as well. And right now, Breakpoint, if you pre-order the Sentinel Corp Pack, or I should say Sentinel Corp Pack, you're going to get the Hammer MK2 vehicle, which looks like a Humvee. It looks more like a pickup truck with a minigun on top. You also get the Valor assault rifle, which looks like basically an M4 AR-15 and a Sentinel MK2, or I should say Mark II, heavy outfit well. And if you pre-order, you are guaranteed beta access. And that's the funny thing about these tiers as you go as well, because if you get the regular edition, you get the base game, you get the access. The next up is a one-year pass, so you're paying for that anyway, and a steel book. If you get the ultimate edition, you get the pass, you get the off-road pack, the bonus mission, the survivor pack, and then the Wolves Collector Edition. Everything I've said, plus a figurine, a Walker dog tag, and the soundtrack as well. Do not have price points on those just yet outside of the regular one, which will be $60. Actually, I do have one for the ultimate, or I should say the wolf I like it. The Wolves Collector's Edition, $190 through the Ubisoft store. And the if this game is, you know, your life, then obviously, well, I shouldn't say your life if you're really into it. Remember Call of Duty used to have these Ultimate Editions, and 1 year it was the they had the MVGs, the night vision goggles, and everyone said, these are just a toy. And I'm thinking, what, did you really think they were going to be, you know, United States military NVGs? But they still kind of worked, too. And that was kind of fun. One time it was the RC car. You could pretend to have plastic explosives on that. But anyway, getting back to Breakpoint, developed by the same team that was behind Wildlands, and it's going to start off with a helicopter crash, as a lot of video games do. You're in the jungles of a fictional archipelago called Aurora, and it's a chain of islands, excuse me, somewhere in the Pacific when something attacked your helicopter. It's a black swirling cloud. I'm not giving away anything here. There's no spoilers, but we don't know if it could be bats or insects or some sort of weapon as well. But you do hear a boop, boop, boop that you're being targeted. It's a Sam. I don't know. But this archipelago is home to Skell Technology. S-K-E-L-L. Skell Technology, the massive corporation that makes everything from home computers to war drones. And it's a growing threat to the world, and that brings the ghosts there. And despite being a relatively small archipelago, there are a lot of several diverse biomes that include forest, desert, an active volcano, and yes, like every other archipelago in the Pacific Ocean, snowy mountains. It makes no geographical sense, but who cares, right? And you could say that this looks like it might have the makings of a battle royale. We have not heard of a mode confirmed or even hinted at by Ubisoft, but here's the thing. It's 2019. You can't make a cooking game or a pets game or a FIFA game without having a battle royale. So the ghosts, they infiltrate under cover of darkness. You got to rescue a Skell engineer, and that was what the swarm was all about, and that's the kind of thing you're going to expect to see. Breakpoint is in the near future. It's not as fantastically futuristic as something like Future Soldier, but the alternative timeline technology is still far in advance. And yes, there are drones. There's ones that go around on wheels. You can use them to scout locations, mark enemies. And Ubisoft, of course, they love the drones. And they are one of the central points as well. But you'll find yourself behind enemy lines, poorly equipped, injured, hunted as well. You have a target painted on your back, quite literally. Group is led by Cole D. Walker, who I said, the former ghost villain, who is played by John Bernthal. By the way, you know what I said, Walking Dead? Most of you might have seen him as the Punisher on Netflix. Yeah, the guy with the big head, the big nose, the big jaw. So Walker was introduced in a free Wildlands mission called Operation Oracle when he was ostensibly a good guy. But now leading a wolf's charge against you. And I have to say, there's a flashback scene between Walker and a returning Wildlands character named Nomad, the guy with the baseball cap and the beard, which is kind of very weird as well. But they talk about using sniper rifles to shoot people in the head and that type of stuff. But I'm not a guy who needs a deep storyline. What's my motivation? I'm a character actor. I don't need that type of thing. But the co-op demo, which you can check out now, it's about 15 minutes long. And you can see methodically moving through some buildings, picking off some sentries, and reaching the upstairs office of the scientist, who's a she. And there are some dialogue options as well. And another new feature, bodies can be picked up and moved around. We've seen that especially in some of the Hitman games. And that'll be useful for stealth as well as you're moving around some bodies. But Breakpoint is kind of like Wildlands. It's supposed to feel like Wildlands. And scouting with the drones, and this is what they wanted to do. It's a very all-encompassing game that is going to be hard to isolate one thing or the other. It is a open-world game, and it looks super darn cool. Once again, October 4th, the release date there. I'm Rick Tittle. Come on back.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
Imagine this is your money and someone wants to take it from you. Who is it? The IRS. They want your money, and guess what? They can legally take it, all of it if they want. Remember, they sent you that letter that said, hey, you owe us a bunch of cash and we're going to take it from you. So what do? Fight back by letting our team of experts at the Tax Helpline work it out with the IRS so you can keep your money. And we're good at what we do. When you hire us, you get a team of guys on your side that know the IRS laws and will fight to save your money. So, if you owe the IRS a ton of cash and you want to keep it, call right now and learn for free how we can help you put it back in your pocket.
800-932-1749. 800-932-1749. 800-932-1749. That's 800-932-1749.
The Video Game Review.
Thank you for that, and welcome back to the Video Game Review. Great to have you with us, wherever you're listening, all over the world. American Forces Radio Network as well. I am Rick Tittle, downtown San Francisco, Sports Byline, USA. Coming up in the next segment, I'll give away a brand new game, as we always do at 40 After, and also tell you what's new this week. There is a big new game coming out. We'll talk about that. And also your calls at any point. It's open lines wherever you're listening at 800-878-PLAY, 800-878-7529. The world of esports is definitely taking over. There's no doubt. You might have seen it on TV this weekend. As I work in the media here in San Francisco Bay Area, getting a media release from the Golden State Warriors, who are, of course, going to be playing Portland here in the Western Conference Finals, but it's nothing about the health of Kevin Durant or anything like that. It's about how the Warriors gaming squad won the turn, powered by AT&T, and Xavier Vescovi, known as Type, he was named the Turn MVP. And the Warriors Gaming Squad, WGS, it is the NBA 2K affiliate team of the Golden State Warriors. It defeated the 76ers Gaming Club 58-39 to win the Turn. And Type Vescovi averaged over 13 points and 11 rebounds and 4 steals a game, shot 89.3% from the floor, did not miss a shot during the team's final two matchups of the tournament, was also named Intel Gaming Player of the Game. And in the semifinals, the Warriors Gaming Squad defeated the Utah Jazz's Gaming Squad 63-49. And that was behind a combined 42 points from veterans Type and also from B Smooth, who's Alex Reese, but he's known as B Smooth. It's almost like Brazilian soccer players. You have to have one name. So this thing, The Turn, which was sponsored by AT&T, it took place at the HyperX Esports Arena in Las Vegas at the Luxor Hotel and Casino. Those of you listening to me right now in KSHP Las Vegas, great to be on the AM dial there in Las Vegas, Henderson, Nevada as well. You're aware, of course, the pyramid down there at the end of the strip. But this marked the first time that the 2K League was held outside of the 2K League studio in New York City. So the Warriors Gaming Squad will now take home a share of $180,000 in a prize pool and a championship banner. Will it hang at the Oracle Arena in Oakland, and will it be transferred over to the Chase Center in San Francisco next year? Because right now you have some retired numbers up there, Rick Barry, Tom Asheri, Will Chamberlain, and people like that. And then, of course, you have some banners. You had one from 1975 and then a 40-year wait. You have one 15, 17, and 18, and they're trying to get one for this year as well. But this is now a professional esports league, and it's co-founded by the NBA and by Take-Two Interactive, of course, because they're making the 2K game. And this launched last year, and it features the best NBA 2K players in the world, at least that we know about right now. Each of the league has there's 21 teams in the league, and each team features 6 players. And they compete as unique characters in 5-on-5 play against a mix of regular season games, tournaments, playoffs. And the very first tournament, which ended in August of 2018, that was won by the New York Knicks. And here's the thing when you think about it. And by the way, you go to NBA2KLeague.com. Find out a lot more about it. And maybe see if you should be on one of these teams. But it's amazing because this isn't just some sort of, you know, video game enthusiast. You know, we all love it and we have a little tournament. No, no, you're being sponsored by, who did I just say? The Golden State Warriors, the best professional basketball team on the planet, the Philadelphia 76ers, the Utah Jazz, the, who else did I mention there? Oh, yeah, the Knicks, New York City, Madison Square Garden. Why would these teams get into this stuff, these basketball teams? Because they think it's cool and they'll get more fans and that they want to appeal to the youth. Okay, a little bit, but it's because they want cash. These are commercial enterprises. These aren't philanthropic organizations. They're businesses. They want money. And they see the money in esports now. And it's kind of funny. There was an article today on NJ.com, NewJersey.com. And it was talking about something that went down at the Rutgers Athletic Center. I think what was going on with the Scarlet Knights. And so, well, they were trailing 2-0 in a best of five matchup, a deficit that no one has ever come back from. And then suddenly they were able to come back and win. And win in what? Well, they won in the Scarlet Classic 5, which is a 16-team tournament for Overwatch. So, of course, an FPS game. There was an Overwatch competition going on national TV this morning as well. It got six Rutgers players $3,000 in prize money to split, which, of course, is not a lot. But when you're in college and you get, I don't know, what is that, about $700, whatever? When you 500, 400, I don't know what it is. You get $500. That's pretty good for a bunch of undergrads, to say the least. And the on NJ.com, Steve Merced, who is a senior on the team, said, quote, "We played scared in the beginning. There was a lot of money on the line. We just weren't being aggressive. We had to change it up," end quote. And change is exactly what is happening to the competitive college landscape with showcases like this one. Live competitive video games, either one-on-ones or in team formats as well. And you can now compete in a lot of these just for fun or for cash. In fact, there are more than 200 schools who are offering scholarships. Two schools? No, I said 200 schools that are offering. They say, have I heard of any of these schools? Well, I would probably say the biggest one would be the University of Wisconsin. But you see, I mean, I'm looking at it right there, Young Harris College, Belmont Abbey, St. Thomas, Morningside, the South Dakota School of Mines and Tech. These are some scholarships that you can get there. And, oh, did I mention the University of Wisconsin at Madison? It's there as well. So Anthony Goud, who is the president and co-founder of InGame Esports, which is based in Atlantic City, he said, quote, "It's rapidly growing. And when I say rapidly growing, I don't mean year to year. I mean like month to month," end quote. So this esports explosion, and you can really clearly delineate it in raw data, because insiders expect the global market just this year in 2019 to surpass $1 billion, Dr. Evil, $1 billion. And the experts say the growth is going to be at the college level. And that's why you have several teams, private companies, media empires like ESPN that are cashing in on it. And that means that esports could completely change the dynamics of intercollegiate sports and revolutionize how schools will recruit athletes. And you say, well, what will change on the football team? Maybe nothing there. But if you've got an esports team that's raking in millions of dollars, I mean, if it gets to that, I mean, you already have football teams that rake in millions of dollars. So some schools have started programs to better serve the interested students and expand their offerings. And I say get involved in an increasingly popular area for young people. And Dan Koonin, who's the CEO of the Eastern College Athletic Conference, which has 25 colleges competing in esports, said, quote, "So many entities in esports have stars in their eyes about how big it might be and how lucrative it might be. So many want to control it and be the ones who are cashing in on it," end quote. The fact of the matter is, no matter who's cashing in on it, how it will change, the fact of the matter is there's no stopping it. There's no stopping it. And Scott Zachman, who's the competitive director for the Rutgers esports team, said that last year he had three players that won $10,000 alone. So it's pretty insane where it is right now. People don't even realize how popular it is. And I am a huge video game nut. Obviously, I host this show. there hasn't been a video game competition yet where I've been drooling over it just because it hasn't been any of my favorite games. Like, Overwatch is not my favorite. I enjoy watching Overwatch played at a high level. But it's just about the bottom line. If a college or a company like the Warriors or like ESPN, if they see a spike in revenue anywhere, they are going to jump on it. And this is why, just as the Warriors are going into the Western Conference Finals, I get an email from them bragging about how they won an NBA 2K tournament. It's here to stay, folks. Come on back. We'll give away a brand new game. Let you know what's new this week.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
Do you have a problem hearing the television? Do you need to crank up the volume so loud your family is screaming at you? Then put on your TV ears. TV ears has helped millions of people just like you hear TV loud and clear without cranking up the volume. For about $60 with a 30-day free trial, you can get your own set of TV ears. When you wear TV ears, you can mute the TV volume for private listening or let others watch TV with you. Order in the next 10 minutes and take us up on our 30-day home trial and very special price. TV Ears is a brand hearing professionals have trusted for more than 20 years. And through this special radio offer, you can get your very own for just $60. Just mention promo code RADIO. So put on your TV ears and make everyone happy.
800-984-4207. 800-984-4207. 800-984-4207. That's 800-984-4207.
Guys, you manscape, right? You know, tidy up below the belt, trim the Yeti. Every guy knows the tree stands taller when the shrubs are trimmed. And 9 out of 10 women said that they prefer their men manscaped. But you got to use the right tools for the jewels, or you look like you clear cut the forest with a machete. And nicks and cuts are the last thing the twins down south need. Pop over to my buds at manscaped.com and check out their Perfect Package 2.0 featuring the lawnmower, which is the perfect tool for below the waist grooming. And it's rechargeable and waterproof, so you can use it in the shower. Manscaped invented skin-safe technology that won't nick or snag Mars or Uranus, which hurts like the Dickens when Jupiter ascends. Order your Perfect Package 2.0 featuring all the right tools for the jewels and get 20% off plus free shipping and a free travel bag. Pop over to manscaped.com and enter promo code USA for 20% off plus free shipping and a free travel bag. Manscaped.com, promo code USA. That's manscaped.com. Promo code USA.
The Video Game Review.
Thank you so much. Welcome back to the Video Game Review. Rick Tittle with you. That would be me. You would be you. coast to coast, border to border, and around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. It's 40 after the hour. It's time we're going to give away a game. And I always give it away for a very, very easy answer. The second correct answer to email me at rick@sportsbyline.com wins Dirt Rally 2.0. It's available on the PS4, the Xbox One, and the PC. I have it here for the PS4. And my question is, what would be a good name for a sequel? If you say Ken and Barbie get married, that would be a bad one. If you say Dirt Rally 2.5, 3.0, that probably sounds a little bit better. Don't give it away, man. Second correct answer, Dirt Rally 2.0, which has gotten very good reviews, by the way. A lot more. If you're not familiar with the series, it's always getting better, always building. The career-type elements to the game are very cool. It's gorgeous game to play as well. There are co-driver pace notes that you're going to see throughout the game. It's just a really, really fun game that does encapsulate speed. I mean, there have been some racing games that don't do that. Funnily enough, I remember on the Genesis getting the Grand Prix game, the Formula One one, and I was like, I don't really feel like I'm going that fast. Even just like a Ridge Racer with some milestone signposts going by, you know, at least give me that. Burnout Paradise is still my favorite. In fact, I downloaded that and all the DLC when EA was having a little sale a couple weeks ago on my PS4 hard drive. All the DLC, $5. It's just take me down to a paradise city. Fantastic game. But anyway, Dirt Rally 2.0, this is made by Codemasters, and it is published by Codemasters. It is rated E for everyone, and it just came out last month. Just tell me, Dirt Rally 2.0, what would be a good name for a sequel? rick@sportsbyline.com. Couple of news notes. Detective Pikachu has the highest opening weekend in the history for all movies that are based on a video game. And Pikachu bringing in $58 million for Warner Brothers. I'm not super fired up to see this movie because it's Ryan Reynolds as the voice of Pikachu. I mean, I almost feel like this is Ted the Bear or it's like Blackpool. We all know that Pikachu, if would talk, and when it does, because every Pikachu besides Meowth, Meowth can talk. But the other ones say their names. Pika? Pikachu. Right? Or Jigglypuff, Jiggly. You know that.
What are you doing, Rick? Are you having a mental breakdown?
Kinda. And now you got a sassy guy. And I like Ryan Reynolds, but a sassy Pikachu, that's stupid. I hate it. I really do. I absolutely hate it. But I just thought I'd bring that up because, you know, there used to be a thing, if you made a video game about, I mean, you made a movie about a video game, it automatically stunk. It's not automatic anymore. It's just like if you make a video game about a movie, it automatically stunk. That's not true either. Last week, we talked about some of the rumors for E3. We are now finding out, thanks to PCGamer.com, that Werewolf the Apocalypse is the second tabletop RPG in the World of Darkness setting, which is, of course, the follow-up to Vampire the Masquerade, that will be going to E3. We know that Earthblood has been announced to be shown at E3 2019, and the early word is that will also be an action RPG about an exiled werewolf returning to help his clan, involving managing a rage characteristic. Tell me something I don't know. It's like, what possible character on the face of the earth would have a rage characteristic? I would think that it would most likely be a werewolf. Now, when we get to the new releases here in just a matter of minutes, I'm going to talk about Rage 2. That is the big game that is coming out, and that's coming out on Tuesday. It's usually Tuesday releases. And we've already heard from Bethesda. They have revealed a kind of roadmap detailing the post-release plans going all the way until the end of this year. And even the most chaotic, crazy Mad Max type of open world game needs a plan. And so in a blog that was published on the Bethesda site, the publisher did offer fans a brief overview for the plans and to keep them entertained with promises of new vehicles, enemies, community challenges, expansions, and things like that. And so as soon as it rolls out on Tuesday, they say there will be new challenges, world events, and they said June and July will be huge for brand new vehicles and fresh weapon skins. I'm not a big weapon skin guy. I'm in the last Call of Duty World War II. It's like I had 5,000 different 45 9/11 handles, and you could never see them when you were playing because you were holding the gun. But that's fine. I know some people, especially Call of Duty, they want pink zebra stripes with diamond-encrusted suppressors. You can get all that. Now, Bethesda is also saying that despite some of those cosmetic things, August is when you will see the first major expansion, and that will be called Rise of the Ghosts, and that will introduce a new region, a new storyline, and of course new weapons, new vehicles, new abilities. Then they say September until December is going to be kind of vague right now, but plans are in place that will be another significant expansion, especially in November, new area, new stories, places to explore. And Bethesda has teased that we'll be revealing a lot more about this expansion too. The reason they're not talking about it now is because you don't want to de-hype the things that you have already talked about. You hype it up, you hype it up, you hype it up, and then it's like, eh. So, by the way, the May world event will be called Bring the Ruckus. Sounds like Leon Black and Curb Your Enthusiasm. I brings the ruckus. In June, it'll be a world event called Mech Yourself Before You Wreck Yourself. Obviously with mechs. July will be a one-wheeler. So I would think, what is that? A electronic unicycle? The world event will be called Global Worming. In August, the world event will be called Mutant Derby and Rise of the Ghost expansions, as I mentioned. And then in the fall, as I said, sometime probably around September, October, November, the world event is called Rageisode 2 Attack of the Drones. Now, as we wait for DLC from places like Bethesda, we know they're pretty good about it. I could not believe yet once again, I was playing Fallout 76 2 days ago, that there was another patch. I really shouldn't say patch. It was really more of an update. But 1.15 and 1.10, 1.11, 1.2, 1.3, 1.4, I swear they're fortnightly now. And I don't mean the Battle Royale. I mean, every 2 weeks, it's, and then it's like an hour every time. Like, ugh. Yeah, I don't have Ethernet. It's like an hour every time when you get these things. And then it says, now you can do this, now you can do that. You can set up your own stores. It's funny. You think, well, I can buy from a guy who's setting up his own store and not just some guy in a train station, some sort of sentry bot. I'll go check it out. And I looked at the map and I saw where the guy was and I got right up to it and he dissolved because he went offline. That other day, too, I was in somebody's house, which he built right in the middle of a lake. I have to say I admire his house, but I was walking through his house. He wasn't around. I was like on the third floor. It dissolved, and then I fell into the lake because he had signed off. All right, let's take a look at the new releases coming out. Rage 2, PS4, Xbox One, PC. Get ready to die. There's something to look forward to. Get ready to die in the insane sequel to the 2011 sense-assaulting shooter, Rage. A Plague Tale, Innocence. A Plague Tale, Innocence is an action-adventure game developed by Asobo Studio and published by Focus Home Interactive. This is available on the PS4, the Xbox One, and the PC. Sniper Elite version 2 remastered. The 4, the 1, the PC, and the Switch. Sniper Elite version 2 continues to offer gamers the most authentic World War II sniping experience. And, of course, they call it bullet porn, where you have the slow motion going through the, you know, the illustrated man, and all of a sudden the skin goes away and you see the skull and the brain and the blood. Redoubt for the Nintendo Switch is a stylish, futuristic racer bringing back the speed and vertigo of genuine arcade racing. Castlevania Anniversary Collection. It is designed to be the complete collection around all the origins of the game. This is on the 4, the Switch, the 1, and the PC as well. Alt-Frequencies. This is a game that's for your phone, Android and iPhone, but it's also on the PC as well. Narrative-driven, audio-based, and it's a mystery game. Alt-Frequencies task players with unraveling mysteries. Darkwood, this is on the Switch, the 4, and the 1. Darkwood is a challenging top-down survival horror game. Craft weapons, prepare traps, fortify hideouts. And just looking at the cover, this black and white, like ghoul screaming. Darkwood, if you want to judge a game by its cover, looks kind of scary. Daedalus, The Awakening of Golden Jazz for the Switch. In the wake of the death of his grandfather, Saburo Jinguji heads to the United States to uncover the truth. Technosphere Reload on the PC. Go on a dangerous journey into the heart of asteroid to save humanity from disaster. A couple more here. Boss Crushers on the PC. Boss Crushers is a multiplayer roguelite game where a group of fearless mercenaries is trying to free the lands. And then finally, Road to Guangdong on the PC. Road to Guangdong is an exciting new road trip adventure. Join Sunny and Gu Ma on the journey of a lifetime. Once again, Road to Guangdong on the PC. I'm Rick Tittle. Come on back.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531. It has been said that everyone has a book in them. But do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
Attention business owners. Now is the perfect time to start saving money on your cable TV bill for your business. We can give you packages with up to 90 great channels and save your business a ton of cash. And if you call right now, you can learn how to get free equipment and free installation. Now you have choices. It's time to start saving money on your cable TV bill for your business. And call today and get 90 channels plus free equipment and free installation. Smart business owners like you all across the country are consolidating and saving money on their cable TV, internet, and phone service for their business. So now's the perfect time. This may be a limited time offer to the first 100 people that call right now. So please save money and call now.
800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. That's 800-470-7113.
The Video Game Review.
Thank you for that, and welcome back to the show. Rick Tittle with you. It's time to give out a cheat code. But one more piece of news when it comes to video game movies. Sonic the Hedgehog, the live-action movie adaptation, which is coming out November. A lot of hardcore fans have seen Sonic, and they know that he looks ridiculous and downright creepy. Well, just this week, director Jeff Fowler went on Twitter, and he said, "Thank you for the support and all your criticism. And the message is loud and clear. You aren't happy with the design and you want changes. It's going to happen. Everyone at Paramount and Sega are fully committed to making this character the best," all caps, "he can be." So there it is. Your voice has been heard. But for a cheat, send the request, rick@sportsbyline.com. This one is from Michael. Michael writes in from Sacramento. He says, "Rick, Twisted Metal Black cheats for PS2, especially health. Can you help?" Well, I'll give you a code here, but if you destroy a car and the driver is on flames, he's flaming, if you run over him, you get health. That sounds terrible. It's a video game. But here's Infinite Health and Infinite Turbo together. How's that, sweet tooth? During gameplay on the PS2, hold L2, L1, R2, R1, all four triggers, and then quickly press on the D-pad, right, left, down, up. It's pretty easy. Once again, hold all four triggers, L1, L2, R2, R1, quickly press on the D-pad, right, left, down, up, and you'll have infinite health and turbo as well. So there you go. I hope that helps you out. Of course, that game, you talk about Sweet Tooth in between two tires with mini guns in the middle. Pretty fascinating, to say the least. Thanks for tuning into the Video Game Review. We now resume on Sports Byline and SB Nation with 6 days and 23 hours of sports talk. I'm Rick Tittle. We'll see you next time.